No, you know, it wasn't a good game at all. I didn't settle. You know, it was just one of them games, you know, it's the World Championships. And at the end of the day, you know, you're all trying so hard to make it work and it just doesn't in the end. You know, Richie missed doubles to beat me in a few legs. And in the end, I probably should have won. But, you know, he showed his class in the end. He had two good legs at 2-all and fair play to him.
What was it like not only playing at the Ladbrokes World Championship, but playing in front of that crowd who really got into it? I mean, they were right behind you and doing everything they could, and they were getting it, Richie, as you could see.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I probably shouldn't have really got involved in it, but in the end I did, and I was sort of G-ing the crowd up, and probably I shouldn't have, but in hindsight, I'll say sorry to Richie, but the crowd could have won me that game at the end of the day. You know, I didn't play that well, and looking on hindsight, I should have won. You know, I think I had three darts at tops to go 2-1 up, and it was my throw, so it's one of them games, really. You know, you can't take too much from it.
Having said that, I mean, I know I keep saying to you, James, it's another big tournament where you've come here and you've not produced what you can and what you're doing all the time on the floor. And it's just a matter of time, I suppose, for it to click for you.
Yeah, I think it's experience at the end of the day. It's hard work up there. You know, it's not the same. And being 20 years old, you're afraid of things. And, you know, you've got fears in life. And one of my fears is trying to play well in a professional environment. Just one of those things, you know. I think you get used to it at the end of the day. You know, Richie's obviously been through all that. He made his professional debut at the age of like 25, something like that. So, you know, he's a bit later than me, but it took him time. And, you know, like I said before, he shoe his class in the end, and that's why he won the game.
Was it more nerve-wracking than other stages you've been on? When Richie's up there gurning away and pumping his fists and the crowd are going absolutely balmy for it, is that the most nerve-wracking you felt? I mean, how did that compare to like when he's played Phil Tolan in his debut, the Grand Slam?
Yeah, it was strange because I didn't really expect Richie to react like that, you know. And if I'm honest, it put me off slightly. I was like, oh, well, maybe I've annoyed him. But, you know, I didn't mean to. You know, I was just trying to enjoy myself and the crowd got involved. And in the end, like I said, I probably should have won with the crowd, you know. The crowd basically won me that game and I basically threw it away, you know. But it's one of them things, and hopefully I've got many World Championships ahead of me.